Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In today's broadcast, we're highlighting people on the move. In the Middle East and North Africa, refugees are looking for a place to call home. In the U.S., kids in costume are on the hunt for candy. There's more to each story than meets the eye. We'll start today in the Middle East, where at least 5,000 Syrian refugees living in Lebanon have gone home since five crossings opened in August. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is eager to show that his government has regained control and territory. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministry says, for displaced Syrians, the longing to go home is real.
I was at a conference and there were some Syrian refugees and people working with them that said there's such a desire to go back and rebuild their country. And I thought, isn't that interesting? You know, some of us think, oh, if there's war, we're just going to run away and we're never going to go back. But there's this heart's desire to go home and to fix what was broken.
IMM is currently working on a video series called The Heritage Project. It tells the stories of early Christians in North Africa. And one story is of Quadvaldeus, a Christian man who was exiled with other believers and became a refugee in Italy. Now, his story will soon encourage other Christian refugees in the Middle East and North Africa when it broadcasts.
They start building a community and asking, what does God want of us while we're here? And Quadvaldeus really leads his people to recognize that Carthage is in our home, and neither is Italy, that our true home is with God in heaven, and He is the one who's guiding us.
So please, pray for refugees in the MENA region to rest in God's guidance and comfort. Next, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is tackling girls' issues. Through its channel Sat7 Pars, Parastu Portaherry creates programming aimed at girls but is educating everyone. Portaherry explains,
we can see it every day. The kids are suffering in social media, not only in sense of sexuality, but child abuse is one of the most important issues that we have right now in Iran, and which is not exactly and only for girls, but it happens mostly to them.
In Iran, Afghanistan, and Tajikistan, girls are not encouraged to go to school, so they spend most of their time at home comparing themselves to women on social media and TV. Portaherry says plastic surgery is a major problem in Iran, where women and girls just don't feel they measure up and that they're not valued.
We are different, and God loves us the way we are. This is the most important message that we try to give them at the end of every program, that they are unique and God loves them so much.
So let's be praying for the work of Sat7 Pars and ask God to heal these young girls and women and that they would find their value in Him. And 41 million U.S. kids will take to the streets tonight for Halloween. Now, for some, October 31st is simply a night of costumes and candy. For Set Free Ministries' Dean Vandermeer, there's a little more to it than that.
We play around with this stuff, and we think it's benign, but I can assure you it's not, because Scripture says it's not. There's a lot going on Halloween besides just a bunch of kids trick-or-treating, because we help people out of the occult. And they say that is a sacred night for them, and there's a lot going on in the woods that is not make-believe. The Scriptures say our battle's not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers.
Blogs written by so-called modern-day witches acknowledge the spirituality of Halloween, referring to it instead as Samhain, a festival of the dead.
And my question is, why would we participate in that? Would Christ, if He were here, participate in this event?
Vandermeer's encouraging Christ followers to examine Halloween from a scriptural and biblical point of view. And as you do, pray for the protection of innocent lives.
Because of our fallen human nature, we're going to have a curiosity about evil. We kind of play around with this stuff, and I just don't think it's very healthy spiritually.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. So get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.